This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio. And now, here's Gene Steinberg.
We're back with Gene and Grumpy Chris. It's a legend, my friend. In fact, we can have a picture of you, a cartoon. I know Red Pill Junkie is working on caricatures for you and I. And maybe we can have one caricature of you with a grumpy look on your face. Not like the one I see right now, your avatar in Skype. You're smiling. You know, this is after visiting your girlfriend, so we got the smile.
No, I'm a bachelor now.
Oh, I'm sorry to hear that.
Oh, that's all right.
Let me tell you, relationships are difficult.
Well, drama is something that I break out in hives, and no calamine lotion can help. Just, you know, family drama, especially not your family, is just, I don't know, it's just not my cup of tea.
I can tell you stories about family drama. I think you've heard about some of it, and I won't mention it on the air. I do want to mention, just very briefly, our guest last week, Stanton Friedman. The thing that bothers me about Stan, and I know you feel the same way, is that he's come to a point where basically it's just playing back a cassette tape machine. And the reason I say cassette tape machine is because, you know, he was around when they had cassette tapes. He was around when they had phonograph records. I don't think the Edison cylinder, though.
Yeah, he's a analog man.
He's an analog guy. So he has this spiel that he repeats. But then, of course, Chris and I would ask him questions to upset the programming. So, for example, when I raise the concerns about radiation in and around Roswell, if it's a spaceship, did they check for radiation? What about the possibility of alien microbes? And he dismissed that completely. Well, if you've got alien beings that you've recovered, the crew of a spaceship that came here from another planet, you don't think that they should be checking for the possibility that these creatures might have microbes that can harm us?
Yeah, he really never even really addressed those potential issues. He just kind of like, he just sort of dismissed it off out of hand. I'm a little surprised, but...
Well, he's doing what he charges the skeptics with doing, which is to just dismiss something out of hand when the information might not be something they wish to confront. But you have to confront those issues. I mean, we have people here who are touching alien spacecraft. Aztec, didn't somebody take something and hit one of the portholes with some kind of stick or something and then opens?
Yeah, they were trying to open the door.
Right, so they're touching this thing. Yeah. And then we have Jesse Marcel brings the wreckage of a possible spaceship home
for his son to play with.
For his son to play with the wreckage. Might as well get some radiation poisoning.
Hmm.
From that material. The only reason you do that is because you know what you're bringing back.
Yeah. There's a lot of nuances like that about that case and others that, you know, people just don't, it doesn't really register, I think, in some people's minds that there would be in place, one would think, a very sophisticated and very regimented policy or some sort of, you know, conditional awareness that is brought to a situation where there's, you know, I would think pretty stringent protocols in place to deal with something exotic like that. And, you know, like I mentioned on the air, I mean, we quarantined the Apollo astronauts, I think the first three Apollos, when those guys were, you know, in hermetically sealed environments for a week or so, if I remember correctly. I'm not exactly sure what the time period was, but yeah, you get all the way back from the moon, and then you have to sit there in a, you know, in a negative pressure environment. And I guess you kind of feel like a goldfish. All these people looking in at you. And Oh, well, you know, what can you do?
Well, then you're treated like a specimen. They want to make sure you're not developing the creeping rot or something from the moon or whatever it is. That's understandable. But what is not understandable is the Roswell thing. Now, understand that this may have been the first time something like this happened, assuming it was the crash of a spaceship. So the protocols were not fully in place. I understand that, but there had to be some level of caution. This is the best of the best, this military elite at Roswell. They'd know this, wouldn't they?
Oh, you would think. But, again, it's the government, so you can't assume anything.
Right. Remember, if everything is being done by the lowest bidder, don't expect anything in the sense of quality there. Because that might be the truth about the spaceships. The other thing that bothers me is the claim that the Roswell craft was brought down by our radar. You know, radar's got to be a pretty primitive thing to a race of beings who may be hundreds or thousands of years ahead of us. You know, it's not like, say, in War of the Worlds, E.T. is brought down because he contracts a fatal disease from our microbes. Do you remember how the story works? I'm thinking of the movies, not so much the book, but the same concept. Look at the movies, the two versions, the one back in, what, the 60s and the one with Tom Cruise. The aliens get a cold, and because the aliens get a cold, they die. Of course, you'd think the aliens would have been smart enough to guard against that, but then we had stupid aliens. But don't assume that the troops at Roswell, New Mexico, were stupid. I would think they were anything but, and if anything really landed that was alien, they would have done all sorts of things that apparently were not done. And these are the things that are being glossed over by people like Stanton Friedman. And it bothers me. You know, you have to admit you're wrong, folks. I don't assume that everything I knew when I was 25 years old is true.
No.
Yeah, maybe 99%.
Yeah. Well, I have a little announcement to make about my upcoming weekend.
Oh, yeah. When our listeners hear this show, you're going to be in Joshua Tree, California.
Yep. I'm taking the plunge to chaos in the desert. And it's good because the 2 days I'm going to be gone, the temperature is going to spike in Camp Verde here, 107 to 109 degrees. So I'm out of the pan into the fire, I guess. It'll probably be, well, definitely in triple digits in Joshua Tree, but not going to be quite as hot as it's going to be here this weekend. Oh, my goodness.
Oh, well.
So anyway, my plan is to bring a video camera and kind of do a gonzo journalist approach, sort of Fear and Loathing in Joshua Tree, and capture some of the color and some of the hoopla and some of the stories that I've heard, you know, over the past couple, 3 years of really deficient facilities, outrageously priced food. I want to get a real good visual sense of the event, put together a nice little piece, and put it on Paracast Plus.
Okay, but the only way for you to see that is to join Paracast Plus. Now, we also offer the After the Paracast podcast. We give you this show with better quality audio, commercial free. All right? And to find out more about it, go to plus.theparacast.com, plus.theparacast.com. There it is. We're welcoming back today, by the way, Walter Bosley, and he's a former agent, and he has written an interesting book that came out a short while ago called Origin, The 19th Century Emergence of the 20th Century Breakaway Civilizations. And he's kind of going against the meme, which is that the breakaway civilization was more recent. Maybe the Nazis disappeared or something happened during World War II. He's talking about something going back, I guess now, 150 or 200 years. We're going to get the details of that with Walter Bosley. And he's waiting in the wings or in his living room or somewhere.
The green room.
The green room. Boy, we're hitting the big time. We have a green room. No, we don't. A virtual green room. With Gene and Chris, you're in
the Paracast.
Do you need a website? Well, you can get a great deal on hosting services with Namecheap's legendary coupon code. They're offering substantial hosting discounts on shared hosting, business hosting, VPS hosting, reseller hosting, and even dedicated servers. Namecheap is preferred by millions. It's backed by a money-back guarantee. Use the coupon code LEGENDARY to cash in on the special deal at Namecheap.com, Namecheap.com.
First game Attack of the Rockoids, and it was a critically acclaimed success. And now there's The Coming of the Protectors. A former military intelligence man is contacted by a space woman in a dream. A dream that turns out to be a nightmare, because evil forces on her distant planet are planning to conquer the Earth. This is gripping science fiction of the classic kind. Attack of the Rockoids and The Coming of the Protectors. Find out more at Rockoids.com. That's Rockoids, R-O-C-K-O-I-D-S.com.
Hi, I'm 54 years of age, and at Christmas time last year, a resident I take care of at work accidentally rolled over my right foot with his motorized scooter. I was backed into a corner, and he put it in reverse and did it again. The bones in my foot weren't actually broken, but damage was done. The remedy was to just let the foot heal on its own, and this was expected to take many weeks. As a caregiver, I do a lot of walking, and I was sort of okay when I was in motion. It's when I stopped to rest that I really felt the pain. The pain was there getting out of bed in the morning, too. So I got on the One World Way as soon as fast, and I just had to write this testimony. No more pain. Nothing. I can only attribute this to the One World Way, since I haven't introduced anything else into my life. This product is a true godsend. It gives me energy and did whatever magic this stuff does to heal my poor foot. I will take One World Way for life. Sincerely, Holly.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit OneWorldWay.com. That's OneWorldWHEY.com.
Would you like to receive $250 to $1,000 cash per day? Go to RichMoneyRich.com. No website, no selling, no explaining. Just take these simple two steps and go to RichMoneyRich.com. You can be generating cash in the next 24 hours simply using this system. Good news is, it runs on 100% autopilot, and you don't need any experience to get started. It's easy. Get your share of easy riches and go to RichMoneyRich.com. That's RichMoneyRich.com. Go now. Brought to you by the Conservative Investor. Current returns not indicative of future results.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
We'd like to hear from you. If you have a comment or question about the Paracast, send it to news@theparacast.com. That's news@theparacast.com. And don't forget to visit our famous Paracast community forums at forum.theparacast.com.
I should point out, ladies and gentlemen, that Walter Bosley changed his Skype identity. Now, we understand he's a former intelligence operative. So are they trying to find you on Skype? Is that what's going on?
No, I just have, in the past, I've had a hell of a time making Skype work on old computers, so the way I remedied it was I would just create a new profile just to log on fresh, so nothing spooky about it, just my ineptitude.
Well, nothing spooky for a spook, right?
That's right. Oh, of course not. Of course not. But I have this new laptop that I got in December, and it just Skype works beautifully on it. So
I think that the problem with Skype is when Microsoft bought the company, They messed it up. Microsoft doesn't do well with companies. At one time, Nokia was the world's best smartphone before the iPhone came around. The iPhone was killing it in the market, so Microsoft buys the mobile division of Nokia for like $7.5 billion. And they've just been firing people right and left. If you live in Finland, one of the big employers was once Nokia. But Microsoft has been busy firing them.
I remember in the years that I was traveling internationally a lot, between 2000 and 2006, you know, we would use cell phones. You know, I'd get a cell phone on each trip. And Nokia was the one. I mean, it was everywhere, and everybody had one. And, you know, I'm just wondering, are they still that big, or have they faded since Microsoft took over?
Well, right now, the market share of Nokia is probably 1% or 1.5%. 97% of smartphones are either iPhones or Android.
Oh, boy.
And the big market penetration for Android is the cheap stuff. Apple is the mid to higher tier. Mm-hmm. And the rest is Microsoft with Nokia, BlackBerry. Nobody has a BlackBerry anymore. Do you remember? You must know. Everybody in the early 2000s had BlackBerries. Now, they're about to put. I mean, they have great technology. Their messaging technology is really good.
Right. Well, you know, it's also interesting you'd mentioned that with Android having such a big market share in smartphones. Now, let's think about the Lucasfilm connection to Android. Does that mean now that Disney is logged in to that market share of the smartphone business?
Well, the thing here is Google is selling you. 90% of their income comes from targeted ads. So they build profiles of all the customers, sell them to advertisers, and that's their product. They're not making money from Android. Actually, Android was a private company, a small startup, developing mobile phone technology. And they bought up the company. And they were going to design a smartphone that fit the standard of the time, which was BlackBerry with a physical keyboard. The iPhone came around, and then they changed their tune. And it's the same thing with Samsung, if you look at the lawsuit involving Samsung. Why are we talking about technology? I have no idea. I want to ask you something about Roswell, because of your father's connection. Okay. Yes. This is something that bothers me, and I tried asking this question of Stanton Friedman last week. And as mentioned, I like Stanton. I've known the guy for like 30 or 40 years, and he's a great guy. And I think he's 100% sincere in everything he does. But these days, it's like playing back an old tape cassette when you ask him a question. He just repeats the standard answers. So I said, okay, you have the possibility of a crashed spaceship near Roswell, New Mexico in 1947. You have the best of the best of the military out there. Didn't they take radiation readings of that craft? What about looking for alien microbes if they're recovering living beings? Isn't that the first thing? I was thinking, of course, of War of the Worlds, where how are the aliens defeated? They catch colds. So wouldn't you do that? And I asked him this question, and he just brushes it aside.
Yes, isn't that interesting? It might simply be that, you know, we can assume that they would. And, yeah, that's something that you would assume that they would do. And perhaps, you know, Stanton and others, whatever tepid or whatever lack of interest response to that is, it's something you would assume they would do, and it's, you know, just one of the details. However, I think that it's the kind of detail that would, you know, provide a lot of data, you know, and a potential answer So you would think that that would be, one line of pursuit, particularly for the ET hypothesis. But maybe it's inconvenient that it doesn't seem to be available as a line of pursuit. So,
well, legitimately, then, we have to ask all these questions like, you know, Jesse Marcel Sr. bringing home part of the wreckage to his family to play with. That shows the utmost in carelessness. How do you do that unless you knew what that material was and that it was safe? And the only way for it to be safe would be a conventional object or a balloon or something.
Well, good point. Good point. I mean, are you going to bring it home, you know, and expose your wife and child or anybody to that? You know, and it was 1947, so it's not like, you know, these guys weren't aware of the dangers of radiation, right? So that's a very good question. Why would someone bring that material, you know, into their home environment if it wasn't safe? So that right there, that, as you point out, that might be the evidence that it was done and there was no radiation. So,
well, that indicates they knew what it was. It could be a test aircraft. It could be a balloon. It could be, what, sent by the breakaway civilization or something?
Yeah, that's a very good point. You're right. That might be an indicator of, absolutely, that they knew what it was. But did Marcel know? You know, that's the whole question. How much did he know? What did he know? How much of it was him, you know, wanting to wow the kid? But I think, you know, people have explored that that idea enough, and it's been determined that he was very sincere in what he was, you know, telling his son, based on what we know, what we can know about it. So maybe he didn't know exactly what it was, but maybe someone higher up the line did, which, you know, I'm in that camp. I think they certainly did know who it was, what the source was.
We talked about this a long time ago. I'm going to ask you in our next segment, your dad's Roswell mm-hmm. connection. Just briefly, then I'll get into your book. Okay. Let's do that in our next segment. We've got Walter Bosley. And the book that we're going to be talking about is Origin, the 19th Century Emergence of the 20th Century Breakaway Civilizations. But first, let's wrap this up, especially in light of Stanton Friedman and his efforts to avoid the issue last week. With Gene and Chris, you're in
the Paracast.
Listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Hi, Peter Picaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com. ParanormalDate.com. And use the code GEORGE if you decide to connect with someone you like.
The following is an incredible, life-changing free offer for anyone with hearing problems who wants to start hearing everything more clearly again. We're now offering free in-home trials of a revolutionary hearing breakthrough called Listen Clear to anyone who calls this special toll-free number now. 1-800-957-9364. Call in the next 10 minutes and you'll also qualify for free shipping and free batteries for life. Listen Clear is precisely designed by top audio engineers. It adjusts to let you find the perfect way to hear everything, wherever you are and whatever you're doing. And Listen Clear is so invisible, people may not even know you're wearing it. And it's so lightweight, you may even forget you're wearing it too. Don't miss this special life-changing opportunity to hear everything more clearly again for free with a 100% free in-home trial, free shipping, and even free batteries for life. For free information, call now. 1-800-957-9364. That's 1-800-957-9364. 1-800-957-9364.
Hi, this is Don Ecker, and you are tuned into the Paracast. Let me tell you what, you're going to hear stuff here that you probably won't hear anywhere else. Hear that, George Snorri?
So we're back with Walter Bosley, coping with a recalcitrant Skype connection and issues that poor Walter had with his computer.
Yeah, just as I finished saying that I have a brand new computer virtually and Skype works beautifully on it, you know, what are we to think of that?
Well, this was something you got from the Home Shopping Network, right?
Yeah, it was a gift, and I increasingly have learned that, you know, when you go buy a laptop from Best Buy or somewhere else, there's some basics that are already ready to go, and I'm learning this particular one off HSN. There's so many basics that I'm having to activate, and I too often find out that I need to activate them when I'm in the middle of using one of the applications, and suddenly it shuts down on me. So this one apparently is the sound card, but I think the update they did when I restarted seemed to fix the problem.
There's always a Windows update. What bothers me is that Microsoft is out there tricking people to upgrade to Windows 10, and they've even got, I'll just mention this because we have people who use Windows computers on this show and my technology show. They have a trick now where you click an X in a dialogue, which normally is to dismiss at the close of box. Dismiss it. It triggers the Windows 10 update. Get a load of that.
Yeah.
Watch out, folks. I mean, I'm not saying Windows 10 is bad, but if you're offered Windows 10, do it on your own terms. Don't let Microsoft trick you. That's it. Let's get back into Roswell. Your dad, what was his connection to Roswell?
A brief thing. When he was in the Air Force in the late 50s, he was working in really the early days of the Mercury program. His unit at former George Air Force Base up here in Hesperia, California, the high desert, his unit, a physiological training unit, was the unit that was selected to do the ground testing in altitude chambers for the Mercury space suit, the pressure suit, the famous silver one that you recall from the movie The Right Stuff. And so he had a clearance that was pretty high because he was working on issues directly related to America's space program. He had been back east in Alabama at Gunner Air Force Base, involved in training pilots and briefing Air Force personnel on matters related, when he and a couple other guys from his unit were sent to Texas, got on the plane to head to Texas to one of the bases there for some other briefing issue. Somewhere over Louisiana, the airplane made a northward banking turn. An officer came out of the forward cabin and explained to them that they were not going to Texas. They were going to Wright-Patterson in Ohio. Once they got there, he says they were briefed in on what happened in Roswell, you know, roughly 10 or 11 years prior. From there, he and the two guys from his unit were then sent out to Arizona, a specific location. All I know is it was in the vicinity of Winslow, an underground location where they were part of the retrieval of the pilot's crew or whatever of another crash, which he was told, and this is what he told me, what he was told is that it was a essentially a hidden civilization here on Earth in the underground, and that's what Roswell had been. It was the people from the underground. He was told it had happened again. They were shown one of the bodies, or the body that was being stored at Wright Pat. You know, there it is. For what it's worth, he was very sincere telling this story.
How old were you when he told you this story?
He started talking about this issue in the mid-70s, prior to that first Roswell book by Bill Moore, a couple of years prior, 3 or 4 years prior. And, you know, over the years, he would tell, you know, me a little bit more about it. But I learned the most about it after I was already working for the government myself. And he was sick in 92. My dad had a heart transplant in the early 90s. And before that, when a blood clot had put him in the hospital, he was heavily sedated and was, you know, gibbering about stuff. And he was talking about, you know, things related to this underground experience. And I thought, whoa, what's he talking about here? And I learned from my mentor, who died recently, by the way, who spent, you know, 44 years in the intelligence community himself and was the guy that brought me in and kind of opened the doors and made my career happen. You know, he informed me to a degree of what my dad was talking about. And, you know, over the years, I talked to him more about it. And I will say that even though he told me this story over several years, it remained consistent. Even if he gave me, you know, more info as the years went on, it was never in that vein of contradicting anything he had said in the past. Of course, people ask me, well, do you believe it? Do you think that? But, well, I'll tell you, this is the first public mention I made of this, but my new book that I'm writing is about what my dad told me. For the first time, I'm really diving into that to analyze it and present, you know, more details, as many details as I can get on it, and what I think about that.
Well, I'm really interested in how much we know about this particular underground civilization, or how much you're privy to. I have an interesting case of a very, very reliable source that was attached to the expanding the Los Alamos lab. Mm-hmm. Underground was actually an underground demolition expert, and his team broke into what he described as an ancient antediluvian tunnel system that mm-hmm. was obviously 10, 12,000 years old and obviously right. manufactured, and went quite a distance. And they literally went as far as they could before they had to turn around so they could get back by the end of their shift. And, right. of course, they were told not to say anything about it. The team was sure. broken up, and his particular new assignment was digging a tunnel from the lab up to the Dulce area. which I've always found very compelling. And again, this comes from a source. His son was the postmaster for the lab for many years. So I'm just wondering, what is the extent of our knowledge about this civilization? How close genetically are they to humans? Did they develop separately? How far down do they go? Do they go into the Earth's mantle? I mean, what was he able to divulge to you about the actual makeup of these beings and the level of their technology?
What my dad told me, based on what he says he was briefed in and what he was told, and this was backed up by my mentor, I'll add. In fact, I got two different pieces of information here that I'll go into, you know, a set from my dad and then a set from my mentor. What my dad was shown and told is that they're basically us. They're human beings who, you know, around, again, there's that number, 10 to 12,000 years ago, they went underground during a surface cataclysm. Well, you know, a lot has been written about that and discussed about that.
Well, that and sounds like Deros and Tyros.
It sounds like it, yeah. It sounds like it. I didn't want to venture into Shaver territory, but I am in the book. But he says that they're, you know, they're human beings that went underground and stayed there, and their civilization developed separate from ours, and that he was told that they really want little to nothing to do with us. It's just that they came to us because I guess the experience with the Roswell thing, whatever the details actually were, that according to my dad, what he was briefed in on, what he says he was briefed in on, they came to us for help to find their pilot or their crew in this late 50s crash in eastern Arizona. Now, what my mentor...
Now, I'm going to stop it here and yeah. We'll go on to the rest of the answer. We've got more to come. We're exploring breakaway civilizations. What were they? What are they doing today? Right now, the early days, the Roswell connection with Walter Bosley and Gene and Chris. You're in
the Paracast.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Conspiracy Journal is your number one source for the hidden world of the weird and strange. We bring you thought-provoking and controversial material for free-thinking individuals who are seeking what is really going on in our world today. Some of this material may adversely affect you. Other pieces are meant to enlighten. Either way, be prepared to be intrigued by such things as the reality of UFOs, ghosts, strange creatures from time and space, hidden conspiracies, time travel, Nikola Tesla, suppressed technology, and a whole lot more. You can find out more by visiting our website at conspiracyjournal.com. There you can sign up for our free weekly newsletter sent directly to your email address. Find out what they don't want you to know.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green-Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price can vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Hi, this is Bryce Abel. I'm the producer of Dark Skies, the co-author of AD After Disclosure, and you are listening to the Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio.
All right. I didn't mean to interrupt you
for a
break, but them's the laws.
You got to do those things. So now, what my uncle, one of the things he told me that has been very interesting to me over the years, and in the early, late 80s, early 90s, I think it was the early 90s because I was in New York, so it had to have been sometime around 90, 91. He told me that there had been another chamber at Carlsbad in New Mexico that had been discovered that they had not divulged yet. He said that this, and it was huge. It was much bigger than the big one that the tourists would be shown. And he told me that this had been explored, gone and discovered, I guess, in the sometime during the 50s. And
1 second, please, Walter. Your uncle this time, what was his connection to what your father was doing?
You mean direct connection?
Or is this something where he's relating what your father might have told him?
No. This is, my uncle had been in the Army. He went into the Army in the 50s. He was Special Forces. He was 101st Airborne. He was brought into the intelligence community early in his Army career. And I believe in the late 50s he would have been still mostly attached to the Army, but doing intelligence work. There's some things about his career I can't really divulge, but you can, you know, people can do some math and, you know, figure out, you know, the basics. But he was aware of the details of my dad's career, and he would tell me a little bit, and he would encourage me later in my dad's life to get him to tell me more about it, because by that time I had a clearance that, you know, I could talk to him about these things if he chose to. But anyway, going back to the what my uncle told me about Carlsbad, and this was in the early 90s, that they had discovered this chamber that was, again, it was huge, and it was bigger than the big one that they had been showing tourists for years, but they had kept it classified. Among the things they found in there were relics of some past civilization, and he stated that in a general way, other than a particular piece of technology that had to do with a pair of spectacles. Before I get into that, or before you ask about that, let me finish the thing about the cavern. It was a few years after he told me about this other chamber at Carlsbad that the Department of the Interior actually revealed that and said, oh, this has been, you know, recently discovered. Well, he had told me that it had been discovered in the 50s. When I talked to him about it again, he said, yeah, they've known about that for a lot longer than they're letting on. And you can, you know, you can find this. I could dig it up and send you the link even to the article on when they came public with this huge chamber. So that I offer that as kind of a corroboration of at least, you know, part of the story that my uncle had told me in the early 90s before DOI revealed this.
In light of that, I think it's interesting that isn't that where the WIP site is, that they're taking all the nuclear waste from the national labs in New Mexico and trucking it down there and storing it underground?
I doubt they'd be doing it at Carlsbad simply because of the, you know, the tourism aspect of it. But
it's down there in that cave complex somewhere, the WIP site.
Really? Oh, I'm not familiar with that particular site. Wow. Wow, that kind of surprises me that they would. But then again, hey, this is why we have the Paracast, right?
We try to figure out what other people can't figure out. But let's go back in time.
Uh-huh.
Supposedly humans,
mm-hmm.
what, 10, 12,000, 13,000 years ago,
uh-huh.
retreated into these caves. Why?
Because the surface was deadly at that time. There was some cataclysmic events going on. Yeah, the water, you know, the flooding, all sorts of stuff. They had to for survival.
Okay, so that takes us back to the Shaver story. Unfortunately, mm-hmm. that's the core of the Shaver story.
Oh, yeah, and don't get me wrong. Like I said, I was just reading a bunch of Shaver material last night because, like I said, in the new book, I have to look at this. I have to examine it. I have to cover it. You know, any examination of what we're talking about here, you have to look at the Shaver material. And what's interesting is, since you bring it up, is, you know, he did an interview in which he stated that, you know, he admitted what Palmer – and he said that he and Palmer were good friends and, you know, remain so. But Palmer had sensationalized the stuff, of course, and kind of presented it in a way that he had not intended. So, yeah, you would have to think that there's some type of core or nugget of whatever the truth might be that Shaver was operating on.
Now, supposedly, Shaver claims that when he finally admitted the fact that he was railroaded into a mental institution for a number of years.
Mm-hmm.
That's part of the story.
Right, yeah. In fact, he was in mental institutions a couple of times in his life.
Understand here, as you probably know, and our listeners know because I've mentioned it, that my first wife, Geneva, and I knew Shaver fairly well.
Oh, my gosh. Okay. I wasn't aware of that.
I interviewed him for my magazine in the early 1970s. He had a cottage in Summit, Arkansas, beautiful cottage where he and his wife lived.
Mm-hmm.
And I think he died in his late 60s or something.
Mm-hmm.
But he had this very sly sense of humor.
Mm-hmm.
And you got an indication about that where I was asking him a question. Well, what are you going to do next? That was my question, roughly speaking, the final question of the interview. He said, I'm just going to get a cigarette.
Oh, I love it.
I also had met Ray Palmer once in the 60s, talked to him on the phone four or five times after that. And he died in the latter part of the 70s.
Mm-hmm.
So I knew them. I knew people who knew Palmer, like Otto Binder, was a famous science fiction writer and comic book writer. You know, he wrote for the original Shazam, Captain Marvel. He created or co-created Supergirl, that kind of thing. I've mentioned it on the show before. But I found Palmer and Shaver, especially Palmer, to be a fascinating character. But unfortunately, Shaver never really wrote that true autobiography. He was prolific as hell
mm-hmm.
over the years. I mean, you write him and you get pages and pages of material. So I think, you know, based on what you're saying, you're playing the same game here that Schaefer was playing. You both tapped into the same thing. But these beings who went underground, they're still, is that the breakaway civilization? Because your book Origins talks about something from the 19th century. So is that the same thing or two separate?
It's a separate thing. The breakaway civilizations of my book Origin, the 19th century breakaways, are two different. Those are different things from this lost ancient civilization. Now, the lost technology of the forgotten civilization, I think, is what these humans that went underground 10 to 12,000 years ago, I think this is what they got their hands on and continue to develop. But as far as the two groups that emerged in the 19th century, those are surface groups. Those are, you know, of course, the German group and the American group, what I call, you know, the 1903, the American group. They're separate from this underground civilization.
Now, the original underground civilization, would we regard them as human today if we saw them?
Yes. Based on my dad's description, they're us, essentially. They're us, just a group of us that went underground and stayed there, according to him.
And probably have incredible spray tan technology.
Oh, yeah.
You'd be kind of pasty white, web-fingered, have bulging eyes, kind of look like Spiegel in Lord of the Rings, I would imagine.
He did say that, you know, they had their other senses had been developed, these people he encountered, because of being down underneath there and the issues with vision, which doesn't match what some of the, you know, the other lore says, which, you know, you get down there far enough and there's this whole central sun idea. But I'm more of, well, I don't want to say an advocate of, but I lean towards the vast habitable cavity theory as opposed to the traditional hollow earth ball theory.
We'll get back more into the underworld, what's going on there, with Walter Bosley and Gene and Chris. You're in
the Paracast.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Attack of the Rockoids has been well received by critics and readers alike. It's a thrill-a-minute story you'll never forget. A former U.S. military intelligence officer is haunted by intense dreams about a beautiful woman pleading for his help after a terrible battle in outer space. But the dreams turn out to be true and thrust him into a telepathic love affair with a woman whose faraway planet is intent on destroying the Earth. And now the gripping tale continues in The Coming of the Protectors. It's the second book of the Rockoids trilogy, a galaxy-spanning adventure that pits our hapless heroes against powerful, fanatical enemies that threaten the lives of freedom-loving beings everywhere. Attack of the Rockoids and The Coming of the Protectors, classic science fiction at its best, available now. For more details, visit Rockoids.com. That's Rockoids.com.
The best-kept secret in the firearms business is CDNNSports.com. CDNN Sports is the largest firearms liquidator in the U.S. We've got optics, accessories, gun parts, magazines, ammunition, and more. Sign up for our email specials today for the best gun deals, period. You will also be entered to win a Winchester 101 field shotgun. Go to Charlie, Delta, November, NovemberSports.com. That's CDNNSports.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.